You have your Bibles. Would you turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter 4? Matthew chapter 4. As you can see here, we got a loaf of bread. It's wheat bread. And we got two big rocks, two stones. Before I read my scripture, I want to ask you tonight, what will you do when you find yourself in a wilderness facing the devil? What will you do? Who will you turn to? What do you do when you're in the middle of nowhere? You ever been there in your spiritual life? I didn't ask for this, but I'm here.
Right.
Sure.
I'm away from the lights. I'm away from the music. I mean, it seems like there's no joy. It's nothing but a wilderness where I'm at. And besides all of that, on top of that, here comes the devil. What will you do when you're in the wilderness? Who will you turn to? How can I make it? Your Bible and prayer. How can I overcome and make it to heaven? God's word and prayer.
Yes.
How many's ever heard the saying, the Bible is the best book in the whole wide world?
Yes.
When problems come, when you face troubles and trials, and the enemy of your soul, the devil, shows up to tempt you, what does the Bible say to do? Look at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then was Jesus led, and one writer said he was driven by the Spirit. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into where?
The wilderness,
to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered, Jesus did, and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all of these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Yes.
Then the devil leaveth him, and what? Behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You may be seated. Jesus is being led of the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Come on.
The Mount of Temptation was almost 15 miles northeast of Jerusalem where Christ was crucified. That mountain was rugged. It was over 1,200 feet high. Rugged. It was a barren wilderness. Jesus was there, the Bible said, with the wild beast. Do you know why that Christ went into the wilderness? It was for every one of us.
Yes.
There is not a temptation that we'll ever face that Jesus himself did not face
right.
and have to endure Amen. And overcome.
Right.
He went into that mount to be tempted for you and I. You know why? Because he, you know, when he overcame for every one of his children.
Yeah.
There ain't a problem too big that God can't help us. Not a trial too hard that Christ ain't been through that he can secure and help us.
Right.
He was led
sure.
into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. I want to ask you tonight. I may teach this. I'd love to preach it. If the devil tempted Jesus, will he tempt you?
Yes.
Sure he will.
Woo!
Sure he will.
Oh God.
Mom.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
He'll show up on your doorstep.
Oh God. Mm.
He'll come right in your house and he'll enter right into your mind if you let him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Satan always comes with offers.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus spoke about the devil in St. John 10:10. He said the thief, called him a thief. Jesus said this thief comes to steal
right.
and to kill
yeah.
and to destroy. Can I tell you here tonight that he has to steal from you first before he can ever destroy you? He has to steal your integrity. He has to steal and take away your peace and your joy. Come on. He wants you in a wilderness. He'll catch you at your weakest point. That's when he shows up to get you to let go of God. Raise your little hand. I might be in a trial. I might be going in a valley. I might be out in the middle of nowhere in a wilderness. And when the devil comes, how many knows that we can turn to God? That's the reason David of old said, I have hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word hid means to store up. How many cherishes your Bible tonight? Raise your hand. How many reads it every day?
Yeah. Praise God.
Come on.
Oh God. Stay with me a little while. You're going to see some things.
Come on.
And I tell you, he's a peace stealer and a joy, Robert. He'll rob you of life.
Yes, he will.
He'll take away your love for God by replacing it with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see, when the devil offers you something, it's because he wants you to give up what you got.
That's right.
Yeah.
The devil hates you for a living.
Right.
When the Spirit of God is in you, you are a threat to Satan's kingdom. When you have God's anointing in your life and have Jesus in your heart, you're a threat to his kingdom. He don't want you to go to heaven. He knows that he's doomed for a lake of fire, and he wants to take you with him, and he comes to lie to you and deceive you. Praise God.
Amen.
He wants you to give up what you got. He offers you things.
Come on. Come on, man.
Amen.
He wants you to miss heaven. He don't want you to be happy and serving the Lord.
Oh, yes.
He wants you in hell with him.
Yes.
So the devil shows up on Jesus' doorstep. We're going to go somewhere with an offer. Matthew 4:2, and when Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. He was very hungry. 40 days without a bite to eat, Brother Anthony, I guess the leaves on a bush would be tempting.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It would be inviting to take and eat even the grass 40 days without eating.
Yes.
What will you do and who do you turn to when you're the most in need?
Come on.
At your weakest point.
Weakest.
What will you do?
Come on, brother. Come on.
Hey. Who do you turn to?
Oh, yeah.
I had a dream. It went very long after I was saved. Fighting battles. Young. 20. I got saved at 20. I might have had the dream at 20, 21, 22. When I was that age. Devil fighting me and pulling on every angle on me, pulling, pulling. The world. world was appalling.
Yeah.
You know what kept me? The fear of Almighty God, because I had been in a horrible, miry pit of uncleanness and ugliness and sin and defilement and corruption, and I did not want back in it.
Come on.
Amen.
Man, come on.
I had the fear of God.
That's it.
Fear of God.
Many times, let me tell you something, the Spirit of God, He'll say, roll back the curtain in your mind, son, and let me show you where you came from, what I brought you out of, what I did for you.
Yeah.
You could not save yourself. You could not redeem and wash yourself. You could not even deliver your own soul. It was me, son, that reached down. It was me that reached down my hand to you. I loved you that much that I reached right down in your muck and mire, and I brought you out, and I lifted you up. It was my blood that cleansed you, son. It washed you and made you white. It was me that sanctified you. It was me that gave you hope when you had none, when the devil wanted to destroy you and take you down and take your soul. It was me. It was me that reached down. I had something good to give you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Come on.
Hey!
Yes, God.
Devil, I put them on every side, but the fear of God wasn't keeping me. I said to the Lord, I said, if you don't help me, God, let me tell you the biggest problem that you got sometimes, it ain't the devil. It is your own flesh. It is your own carnal desires and fleshly wants. That's what pulls on you, and the devil knows it.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Fear of God. I didn't want back in that pit. I told the Lord, I said, oh God, I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on, Lord. I'm clinging to that old rugged cross. I want you, Jesus, more than anything. You, oh, the Lord, the love you put in my heart means a lot more than everything in this world that I had tasted of.
All right.
Yes.
As I've been pulled, as I've been tempted, the devil came right in my wilderness, right in the desert place. I'm going to tell you something. God will allow you to be tested to see what you're made out of.
Yeah, He will.
Oh, yes, He will. It's not always mountaintop experiences where you live up there in God's glory all the time when nothing goes wrong. What do you do and who do you turn to when the world comes a-pulling and the devil comes a-lying and deceiving? What will you do? I said, Jesus, my Lord, I don't want to lose you. Don't want to lose you.
Right.
And in that dream, I came to the bottom of a hill, a steep hill, all the way. You can see it going way up like this. A little narrow path. It was just big enough for me. And I went like this, and I started climbing that hill. And I got higher and higher. And I said, Lord, I want to reach the top of it. I want to be up there where your glory is, Lord. I want to be up there and have your blessings and be in your presence. I'm a climbing, Jesus, I'm a climbing. And all of a sudden in the dream, off to my side, it was steep on this part, steep where I was going. I looked over and there's a big old drop off like this. And there was a big holler like that right below my feet. There was all kind of serpents. There was all kind of devils and demons. I seen little snakes, little round ones. I saw big ones. I saw great big huge ones. And they was all looking up at me and gasping for me, grasping for me, wanting to put their poison in me, wanting to put their fangs in me. They was reaching to me. I said in the dream all of a sudden, what am I going to do? I said, oh God, what am I going to do? And in the dream, God said, turn around and go back down the path. And I didn't know what the Lord was saying in the dream. And I went back down. I had climbed high like this, and I was up there. Oh, felt like I was getting close to God. Now I was being tempted. Now the devil shows up. I tell you, when you do your best and when you hunger for God and you make your mind up you're going to serve the Lord, the devil's going to show up.
Yes.
Right. He'll do it.
I said, that's when he shows up.
Yeah.
He'll poison you. He'll corrupt you. He'll try to bring you down. He don't want you to ascend in the glory of the Lord. And I said, okay, Lord, I've had a lot of dreams in my life. I turned right around and I went all the way down. And at the very bottom of that path where it started, there laid my Bible. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord, for my Bible. And I went like this. I picked up the Word of God and I held it up. And I want you to know that I climbed that mountain. Hallelujah. I wasn't afraid of the devil. I wasn't afraid of the serpents. I trusted in my God. I trusted in the Word of God. Hey, praise the Lord. They wouldn't want anything bad happen to me in that dream because of this.
Yes. All right.
Hallelujah. Yes. What did Jesus rebuke the devil with? It is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. By the every word of God out of the mouth of God shall man live. Whom you turn to. What will you do when the devil comes with an offer to you?
That's right.
He don't want you happy. He don't want you in this church.
Right.
Yeah. Woo.
He don't want you in the presence of God. He don't want you to have victory.
Come on.
He'll tempt you with everything and anything he can.
Yes, he will.
He'll lie to you.
He'll do it.
Thank God I ain't what I used to be. And by the grace of God, I never will. Raise your hand and praise him.
Hallelujah.
I know what God did for me. I know his deliverance. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Yeah.
When the tempter came to him, Satan always knows when to come, don't he?
Yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Amen.
He knows when to show up. He'll come at your weakest
always
point.
Yeah.
This is the reason we have a holiness church.
Yeah.
This is the reason that it is vital. It's a matter of life and death that you be in the house of God every chance you get.
All right.
Because it is here that you get strength.
Yeah.
It is here that you build up your faith.
Yeah.
Because when you walk out those doors and you're on your own, if you don't have God and the Holy Ghost with you, you are in trouble.
Hey,
hey God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Have you ever made this statement? Well, here comes the devil again.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we go again, Doc. Devil wants to wool you down. He wants to wear you down. You know why? Because if he can get you weak enough, you might surrender your faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might. You might let go of your integrity. Come on now.
Come on, brother.
What do you do when you're tired and weary and worn? When you're down and discouraged and nothing is exciting that is going on in your life? It's when the enemy of your soul shows up with temptations and offers. Don't ever, ever lose your desire for God. Please, I prayed today, and God told me to tell you, don't ever lose your desire. Don't ever lose that delight in God. Because if you lose it, the devil will come and replace it with something else.
That's
right.
Amen.
Oh, God. Glory to God.
When the tempter came to him, he said, that devil's old voice, if thou be the Son of God, listen to the doubt in that. What was it? He showed up to Eve in the Garden of Eden in paradise. Yay, Satan showed up in that beautiful garden and said, yay, hath God said. Did God really tell you that you got to do without?
Come on.
Did he really tell you that?
Come on.
I'm going to tell you something. The devil knows how to make you doubt right in the time of trial, especially when you're not feeling God. Raise your hand right here and now.
Come on.
It is when you can't feel the Spirit of God and you're away. It seems like you're right in the midst of that wilderness.
Yes.
And then the enemy shows up. Yay, where's your God now? Right now is the time for me to offer you something.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to offer me that's any good.
That's
right.
If thou be command that these stones be made bread. Come on, Jesus. Listen to me, church. Come on, Jesus. You own everything. You're God's child. You're the Son of God.
Yeah.
You don't have to abstain.
Come on.
You don't have to do without like that.
Come on.
You don't have to sacrifice that much. Turn these stones into bread. Turn them into something that will satisfy your hunger, Jesus, and your craving. Woo! Oh, God. Listen close. When we lose our joy in serving God and begin to think it's too much of a sacrifice, we are on the verge of giving in to the devil and temptation. When God don't thrill you anymore, when you've lost your hunger, that you're on the very verge of the devil buying you off. You don't have to limit that strict. You don't have to sacrifice and abstain. You can live it up a little bit. Raise your hand and tell, help us, Lord.
God,
help us, Lord.
Help us.
Come on, my God. Glory to God.
Oh, God. Hey, Lord. Yes, Jesus. The Son of Man was tired. Yes, he was weary. His body was weak. And he was hungry. But do you know what kept him going? Psalms 48. Jesus looked at his Father and he said, Father, I delight to do thy will. Thy law is within my heart. When you think it's too much to give up and do without, that's when you're in the most danger. That's when the enemy of your soul comes and lies to you and makes you feel like living for God is a chore and it's a burden. It's then that he'll show you the things of this world and make them attractive to you. How can I tell you tonight? He's the arch deceiver. He's the world's master painter that can turn your heart away from the Lord and make even the rocks and the stones look good to you. I'm here to tell you, don't get discouraged in serving the Lord. Get your joy back. Get your desire back. Raise your hand and say, help me, Lord, not to lose my commitment and my integrity. I got to hold on to it. I might be in the wilderness, but I want you, God, with me.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey,
thank you, Lord.
I didn't know how to go with this. Lord said, bring some rocks and some bread. Here we go. Ain't nothing in that, I hate.
No, it's a chair.
There's nothing good in that. But that is amazing to me, the things the devil can take of this world and make them into something that you crave, that it ain't no good for you.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't that something, how the devil will take things and animate them?
Yeah.
He'll animate them. He'll bring them to life right in your eyes. And you say, man, I got to have that. Wouldn't that be something if I had the power to put music in that thing? Lord God Almighty. And you could hear the prettiest music that come out of it. Everybody wanted. Oh, wouldn't that be something if I could just turn it around like this right here, put a screen right in the middle of it, and show you some things and some movies and some YouTube clips? Huh?
Right. Right.
People want it. We live in a time, listen, my friend, the devil is a tempter. He's a master deceiver. He's an arch enemy. He can make the things of this world that ain't no good. He can animate them, put life in them, and he hollers, it beckons for people, and it ain't nothing but rocks. Raise your hand right
now. Come
on,
praise that's
God.
Good.
Praise God, praise God.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. If thou be the Son of God. You don't have to live it that strict.
Oh, no.
Your daddy and mommy's taught you. You've been raised in the house of God.
Come on.
Come on. You don't have to be that strict.
Come on.
You have to look at your friends down the street. Look at them in the other churches. They can do this, and they're allowed to do that. You don't have to be that strict. Listen, let me tell you something, my friend. Yes, you do. If you want to hold on to the Lord, you're going to have to live a sanctified life and keep the joy and the desire of God in your heart.
That's it.
Jesus answered the devil and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. I tell you what, anytime I would rather have the bread of life. I said, I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather feast on the manna from heaven and the corn of heaven. Well, praise the Lord. This is what's keeping me alive. It's the bread. I said, it's the bread of life. Jesus is the bread for the hungry soul. Can I tell you, don't turn to the rocks, don't turn to the stones of sin that'll destroy you, but turn to Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
It's not a drudgery to serve my Jesus.
No, it's not.
I don't care to tell the devil anytime. Get out of here.
Yes.
I've been there. I've tasted that. I saw that. It hung me.
Come on.
It snared me. It took something good out of me. I don't want it no more. That's just it. Amen. Us preachers like this that knows the depths of Satan. I tried, Brother Earl, with all of my heart to warn people, don't do what I did. Don't go that route. Please don't go that route. The devil's a tempter. He wants you to be entertained. He shows you the pleasures of this world, but it ain't no good for you.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
It ain't no good for you.
Right.
There's a lot of things. Listen, it might not be dead sin, but it's what it leads to. You open up a little bit to the devil. The Bible said in Ephesians, neither give place to the devil. You give him an inch, he'll take a whole yardstick. You offer him a little bit, he'll take everything you got.
Yes.
Take it all.
I feel like preaching tonight. Devil, I don't want your music.
Come on.
I don't want your entertainment. I don't want your filthy lyrics. I don't want your carnalism. Hallelujah. I don't want anything that looks like, smells like, and tastes like the world. I tell you, I gotta get rid of it. If you're going to God's holy heaven, you're gonna have to be pure. This world will paint you. It'll corrupt you.
It'll do it.
Glory. Come on, preach.
Come on.
You're right, Brother Tommy.
Preach it.
I see these precious young people with these cell phones, and I've walked by them before, and just the ugliness on the screen, the nakedness of the bodies. You can't take it in your heart, your mind.
Come on,
Brother
Tommy. Come on.
Help me, God. Come on. Obey the Lord.
You can't do it.
Come on.
That's the reason we're holiness. That's the reason we've got a holiness church. And I love that man with all of my heart. You know why? Because he's got a burden for people. Hallelujah. To keep them from being polluted. That's the reason we need the Word of God in this hour.
Yes. Come on.
Wow.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah. No wonder.
Come on.
No wonder people are led away with lust and entangled in it. And the first thing you know, after it gets in your mind for a while, and you observe it, you look on it, and your fingers take you into forbidden places, and that old desire gets inside of you, and you wonder what it feels like and what would it be like. The others are enjoying themselves, but look at their life on down the road. They're read up with sin. Their marriages are broke apart. You can't flirt with the devil. Oh. I tell you, he'll corrupt you. My Lord, help us to lie.
Right.
He'll fill you with adultery. He'll fill you with uncleanness.
Right.
He'll fill you with fornication. He'll fill you with homosexuality. He'll fill you with lies. He'll fill you with hatred. It all comes in what you look at and what you listen to.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord God Almighty, I'm glad a long time ago, Brother Earl, I cut the strings away and I destroyed the bridges behind me. And I said to the devil, you once had me, but you ain't getting me again. You can't have me no more.
Thank
you.
All right.
You're right.
Come on, obey the Lord. Oh, God. Come on, warn them. Oh, God.
When you think it's too much to give up and do without, that's when you're in danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when the enemy of your soul comes. Makes you feel like you're living for God. You're living, it's a chore, it's a burden. I'm going to church because I got to. It's then he'll show you the things of this world and make them so attractive. Lord God Almighty.
Lord. Oh, God.
Here's where I want to get and teach from. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it is written. Everybody in the house right now, if you got a Bible, I want you to hold it up. Hold it up. Look at this, Lord. You girls got one back here? That's your hope.
Yes.
There's life in it.
Life.
There's strength in it.
Yes.
There's a beautiful heaven in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
There's a holy paradise. Yes.
Holy.
Come on.
There's joy in it.
Yes.
There's delight in it.
Yes.
Sanctify power. Keep your power. Preserve the power. You're holding right in your hand. You can hold a lot of things in your hand, children. A lot of things. But when you got the Word of God, it's enough to overcome everything. Everything. Every temptation. Praise God. Don't let loose of God. Come on. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And that life was the life of men. He is that light. He was manifested in the flesh, glorified in the spirit. He is the living Word of God. And let Him walk out of the pages of the Bible and into your heart. Let Him walk out. Praise the Lord. He still saves and keeps.
Come on.
Praise
God. Yes,
Lord.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh,
it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God spoke to his people in Deuteronomy 8, saying he, God, that he might make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. I'm not letting the devil talk me into feeding on the stones of this world.
Yes.
I'm staying with God, and I'm going to eat the wholesome life-giving bread of life. Don't come to me, Satan, offering me the rocks. I don't want it. That means the Bible is the Word of God. And by it you live, but without it you die. How many out there tonight wants life? I want to live physically. Hallelujah. But most of all, I want to live spiritually in my soul. Glory to God. Jesus is warning us in Matthew that he was tempted. Satan will also tempt you. Jesus is saying, I have had my wilderness experiences when it was just me and my Father and Satan. And you will have to make up your mind who you are going to serve. It'll either be God or the devil in your trial. What's God in heaven really mean to you? Will you forfeit all that you know? Will you give up all that you've seen and felt and turn away from God? Will you deny the sweet Holy Ghost and the anointing that you have felt? No, no, I'm not about to let it go.
Praise
Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. He's holy, He's pure, He's righteous, He's powerful.
Hide your God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Jesus.
You must say to me, why, preacher, why the wilderness? Why the testing? Why do I have to face the devil at times? Because God wants you to love and put your trust in Him. He wants to know what's in your heart.
Come on.
Will you still serve Him?
Come on.
Will you still serve Him? In the wilderness, you will find it'll be just you, God, and the devil.
Come on.
And you're going to have to make up your mind who that you're going to serve and live for.
Who are you going to serve?
Matthew 4 and verse 5 through 7. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And saith of him, now that was high, I forgot how many, 100, 200 foot up, I forgot. Set him on the pinnacle of the temple, way up there. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus saith unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Can I tell us here tonight, don't ever let the devil talk you into doing something foolish.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Don't let him try to tell you it's all right to do something crazy. God will help me. He'll get me out of it. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
No.
Don't ever, 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 ever override your conscience.
Come on, Brother John.
Don't ever get to the place that you take a chance of losing out with God by doing or allowing something in your life.
Don't take a chance.
Don't take the grace of God in vain.
No.
And do something that you know ain't right.
All right. All right.
I've often said this, Brother Jason. There'll come times in your life you'll face things. A choice will come up. A decision will come up. What are you going to do? And I tell you every time, if you've got Jesus living in your heart and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost living in your heart, if there ain't something right, if something's not right about that, there'll be a red flag right here.
Yeah.
It just don't feel right.
Yeah.
It's true.
It don't feel right.
Right.
I know, man. Look at that offer. It might not come again. Look at this. It looks good and appealing to the flesh. There's something all along down inside of your conscience. I want you to know that's where the Holy Spirit is. He abides in the innermost bin, inside of the heart, down in the conscience part of you. The very core of you is where the Holy Ghost is. And if He says no, and there's an uneasiness there, turn and walk away.
Walk away.
Yes. Walk away.
Turn and walk away.
Right.
God's trying to prevent you from a downfall.
Yes, he is.
God is trying to keep you from being led astray. Listen, a lot of people would love to come back and be right where they used to be.
Yeah.
The devil's got them locked and bound. And I'm here to warn you tonight. Listen, God gave me this today. Don't ever, ever forfeit what you got, what you know, what you feel, and the truth of God's holy word.
Don't risk it.
Don't you risk it.
Come on, man.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
I ain't going to keep you much longer.
Oh, God.
Don't do it thinking that it'll be okay.
Come on.
Got to overlook it.
No.
I can handle it. You don't understand, preacher. I know you preach hard, but I can handle this. No.
Come on.
No. God will help me if I mess up. When we do foolish things, we tempt the Lord our God. You don't want to do that.
All right.
Come on.
Verse 8. Look, and I'm going to close it. Verse 9. Go on down, get the hint, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto them, all of these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Jesus said, get thee hence. In other words, I came from heaven, I'm going back to heaven, you can't have me. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. All the mind battles the devil gives God's children. Ain't it amazing?
Yes.
He'll come and he'll offer you the things of the world and its pleasures, its entertainment, its money, its prestige, its power. But Jesus said, what would it profit a man?
What would it profit?
If he would gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Yeah. They want to come to the piano tonight. What's it worth it?
What's it worth it? Don't take it too.
What was it that Job of old said?
Already.
The patriarch Job said, I had esteemed the words of God's mouth
more
than my necessary food. It's more important to my soul than my natural food.
Amen.
Oh, God. How many can say that tonight? Would you stand? In Job's trial, in his wilderness, when he lost everything and his children, his wealth, health, his wife walked away. She told him to curse God and die. His foolish friends came to blame him. Sister Dottie, it's your fault, Job. You're in this mess. The reason you're suffering such loss is God's angry with you. But the Bible said, God said of Job, he was a righteous man, upright and righteous. It's your sins, Job, that have brought it all on you. But Job, right in the middle of the pile of ashes, he answered and said, all the while my breath is in me and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. Can we find a place tonight?
Yes.
And ask God, Lord, would you search my heart? Am I being pulled, Lord? Am I being lied to? Is Satan lying to me? Is he showing me things? Is he putting things in my mind? Listen, anytime, I could turn back to the weak and the beggarly elements of this whole world. No God, without God, without God, without God, there's no life. There's no life, no peace. But I tell you what, I made up my mind a long time ago. Last month, I was saved 47 years. The bread of life has kept me. Let's find a place and pray. The bread of life. Children, let's really pray. Come on. Those in the seats, I want you praying. I want you praying. Really praying. Come on.
When there's no one else to
Jesus.
And when I talk to you, when there's nobody there to listen, and when I lean on, when there's no foundation stable,
yes, Lord.
Go to the rock, I know he's able, I go to the rock. Oh, Christ, that's all the cross.
He's a solid rock.
When I need a shelter, when I need a friend,
I go
to the rock. Shelter, where?